first of all emphasize that it's a very preliminary finding.
Well, I have first of all to emphasize that it's a very preliminary finding, because we left. We spent a little over an hour and a half in the village, and we left a team of around 24 experts behind, some of them human rights experts, some of them are explosive experts, talking to residents from neighboring villages and trying to figure out what's left over from the weapons used. I have to just say that the most striking thing was entering the village and finding nobody there from the inhabitants of the village. The people that we spoke to were not witnesses, so it makes our work a little bit more difficult, because it's what they heard from others, either via phone, as they claimed, or what they heard from a long distance away.
Did those people tell you what had happened to all the bodies?
Well, they said that everybody died.
Well, they said that everybody had died except for a few, and that the others, who are in the village, are scared to come back. But I mean, we don't have any confirmations or numbers. I have to tell you that the stories that we heard from those villagers, from the nearby villages, were a bit conflicting. We didn't get any numbers that were consistent throughout. We can't make any assessment or verifications based on the information we got from them right now. We have to go back, and we have experts there who are talking to these people, using the interview techniques in order to go back and cross-reference what they're saying. We are also asking for lists of the names of those they say are dead and missing, because according to them, some of the bodies were taken by pro-government or government elements that have not been handed back. But we don't have any confirmation or verification of that fact. So we are asking for a list of names of people so we can actually check up on their claim.
How long do you expect that process to take?
I really don't know.
It's probably, you know, you have to find the bodies to count them. Even if they're buried, you have to find the graves. It also depends on the access that you get on both sides. I can't say how many days.
Our correspondent described to us pools of blood, bits of brains lying around on a preliminary examination. Did it look like a massacre had taken place in this village?
Well, it's a very, very tiny village with very few homes.
Well, it's a very, very tiny village with very few homes. And what was striking were two homes. One that was damaged by rockets from BMP tanks, as we can assess, and that house also had a lot of different kind of caliber between large and small weapons. And then there was another house that was also, that was burned with flesh, with burned flesh inside and with a stench of burned flesh. So the two seemed like two completely different circumstances.
So what you're saying is that some people may have died because of shelling from some distance away, but some may have died because their homes were set on fire or at close range.
Oh, yes. So it's still very early. There were different.
Yes, it's still very early. There were two houses that were completely different. One was more shelling and small caliber bullets from AK-47s to much larger, and we're still trying to assess if there's more in that house. And the other one was more burned down and bodies torched, you know, fired up with a smell of dead bodies, burned dead bodies. Smell was very strong, so it's very hard to tell exactly what happened.
Have you got any sense of the numbers that we might be talking about? Because, of course, the Syrian state media have been talking about, well, less than 10. I think 9 was the figure. Activists are saying nearly 80. I mean, where do you think the truth lies?
For us, it's not what we think. We have to be able to.
For us, it's not what we think. We have to be able to confirm and see. I think this will have to wait until we can find out if we are actually able to verify how many were killed, and if we are able to see at least list of names and confirmations from both sides if they're killed, or bodies, or graves. At this point, it's too early.
Can you just explain to us, so you mentioned the 24 experts who are staying behind. Once they've done their work, where the results of their work end up, who exactly are you reporting to, and what will happen to that report?
Well, basically what we do is, you know,
the UN supervision mission in Syria was established by a mandate from the Security Council. Our teams across the country report daily violations back to our headquarters in Damascus. We send a list of violations to both the government side and the opposition side, as well as sending it out.